David Fox made no excuses and offered his support and assistance to the city's soon-to-be mayor, Megan Berry, but he says he's uncertain how he lost by 10 percentage points, considering the only independent polling had the race as a dead heat going into this week. Did Fox's negative ads turn voters off, especially the ones focused on religion? He says maybe Megan Berry's counterattacks were just more effective. He notes that not being a bona fide Democrat in Nashville was always going to be a hurdle, and Fox wonders if his calls for reining in the growth of the city's finances worked against him.
When you're sometimes talking about caution and being careful with spending, that doesn't always sell well. And so maybe it shows a discomfort with that. You know, maybe people don't really want to be told that we should be careful about how much money we borrow.
Voters did come up with other reasons they couldn't vote for Fox. Here's substitute teacher Linda Lawrence.
There were some things that I wasn't happy with that Fox did, in eliminating some jobs of some people who really had time built up.
She's talking about the outsourcing of janitorial jobs when Fox was school board chair. He has defended the move, saying it saved millions that were spent instead on classrooms. Though it may not matter now, Fox says he does want to do some post-election analysis. Still, he says he doesn't have any regrets and that he left it all on the field. He says he'll take a week off to be with his family and decide what business venture to pursue next. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.